Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Let's Talk Roblox, your favorite Roblox podcast for Roblox news, drama, tips, and tricks, and more. In today's episode, we are going over a collection of unique NFTs inspired by Roblox, which is known as Bloxers. First off, let's start off with what NFTs are. NFTs are essentially digital art with unique codes that give them value and rarity to some people. However, NFTs are very much disliked because they take a lot of processing power to actually process the NFT onto the blockchain, which is basically the transactional market. And so this processing power can go up to an entire day's worth of a household of energy. Isn't that a lot? What is a Bloxer? Well, a Bloxer is a collection of unique NFTs inspired by Roblox. Get yourself a Bloxer, according to them. Each Bloxer is unique, with a combination of traits such as hats, faces, colors, and more. Their project seeks to create NFTs with traits inspired by collectible items on Roblox, a massive gaming platform with hundreds of millions of active users. In their collection, there's roughly 150 to 200 emulated items for their NFTs. These items will compass an range of exceedingly rare items such as Emp and very common items such as Shaggy to emulate rarity and a sense of excitement. In a sense, they say that they're trying to keep rarities of items in their project similar to the one displayed on the website Rollamons, a data tracking utility website that tracks rarities of Roblox items that the project is inspired by. So how does the NFT work in rarity? Well, let's actually look at it. It says, for example, Emp is a very rare item on Roblox that they will emulate in their collection. At the time of typing the section, Emp on Roblox only has 9 available copies. If a different item, however, has a lot of available copies, such as 200 or more, their emulated version will be much more common than Emp. They will take these metrics into account when they weigh in the relative rarity of certain items compared to other items, which they will include in their NFT collection. They say that they'll release their own item rarity explorer on the website bloxers.io a few days before the whitelist presale takes place. They will then follow up with an NFT rarity explorer after your public mint includes. This applies to to be announced, price to be announced. Mint date is to take place in December of 2021. There's around 500 whitelist members who get early access, and there's 5% OpenSea royalties. So their roadmap on the website says that they're going to release the social medias today, which they release the social medias to tons of backlash. Next, they plan to grow and market it, open whitelist, item rarity table, whitelist presale, public mint, reveal NFTs and rarity, and then rarity sniper listing. The post on the official Twitter page that says, Bloxers are coming very soon. First Roblox NFT of this kind. Don't be late to get one of your own. They say that they're forecasted to release sometime in December of 2021. Has 224 replies, 152 retweets, of which 77 are quote retweets and 198 are likes. So it's clear that the Roblox community does not like NFTs in multiple ways and forms. One of the comments says, Facing an NFT collection based off carbon copied pixel arts of the intellectual property of a multi-billion dollar company, what could possibly go wrong? And this is actually a real problem that it poses. Because this is based off Roblox's property, and Roblox has copyrighted many, many of their assets, this means that we actually could be seeing legal action getting the Bloxers NFT project taken down for good, as we've seen with other crypto projects such as Crypto NFT Roblox 2. Because it's based off the intellectual property of Roblox, that's why so many things can go wrong with this project, especially considering so much of Roblox's property is copyrighted. Also, this has not received good backlash from the community. This has received a lot of negative backlash from the community because the community just hates NFTs. That's the Roblox community. Whenever a project like this is announced, usually there's a lot of negative backlash, which was the predicted outcome in this situation. I hope you enjoy this episode of Let's Talk Roblox. Make sure to subscribe for future episodes and so much more that come on this show. Thank you so much for watching. Make sure to participate in the Q&A and polls down below, and I'll see you next time.